everyone, welcome to another snack size edition of our show, How Success Happens. I'm Dan Bover, writer and editor at entrepreneur.com. So before we get into the heart of today's episode, I wanted to start with a note we got. So every episode, I implore you all to write in to our email address, howsuccesshappens@entrepreneur.com. Share what you're thinking, what you like, what you don't like. And this week, we got a great note from listener Mark Tabak. And I am so excited to read you what he had to say next week. That's right. I'm not going to do it this week. I'm going to do it next week because we have what we in the podcast biz refer to as an embarrassment of riches. We've got too much good stuff to cram into one mini episode, so I'm going to hold Mark's note till next week. How's that for a tease? Okay, we're going to get to today's guest right now. Liz Tran is a leadership coach to CEOs and founders of some of the world's fastest growing companies. Her work has been featured on the Today Show, in the pages of the New Yorker, in the New York Times, and Bloomberg, and Entrepreneur, among many other publications. And she has a new book out called AQ, A New Kind of Intelligence for a World That's Always Changing. So that's not IQ or EQ, it's AQ. In this first clip, Liz is going to explain what AQ is, what it means, and why it is so important.
AQ is a new form of intelligence that matters far more to your success and your happiness than the intelligences we have been trained to chase, like IQ and EQ. And what AQ stands for is your agility quotient. It measures your capacity to handle change, disappointment, and uncertainty. My understanding of AQ began many, many years ago, back when I was working at that venture capital firm before I was a coach, and I was tasked with this very simple assignment, which was to figure out what all the most successful founders had in common. I worked on this project for 2 years on and off, interviewing founders, asking them about their hobbies, their education, their interests, having them take a personality assessment to see if I could get to a handful of traits. And what I found was, in a way, both disappointing and highly illuminating. And it was that all of these founders had nothing in common except that they were always changing. And not only were they constantly evolving themselves, but they were also fairly resilient to the changes that happened to them. And then I kept mulling this over and thinking, okay, there has to be a better way to describe and encapsulate how important this skill is beyond the normal ways we talk about it. And I realized that we have to call it AQ because it gives it the power it deserves. AQ is a standalone intelligence that is just as valuable and important as IQ. And now that we have the language for it, we can all focus on developing it.
Okay, got it. So probably the obvious question, because those are the only kinds of questions that I'm capable of asking, is how do we measure our AQ?
If you want to know your own AQ level, then luckily it is much easier and less cumbersome than testing your IQ, which requires often hours-long in-person testing. But all you have to do to understand your AQ level is firstly to take the Archetypes quiz. And that is a very simple online 5-minute assessment. You can find it at aqquiz.com, or you can also find it within the book. And it will tell you if you are a neurosurgeon, a novelist, an astronaut, or a firefighter, which of those four archetypes you are. And then once you have that knowledge, you'll be able to understand your strengths and weaknesses when it comes to AQ so that you know what high and low AQ looks like for your specific type. And in general, no matter your type, all of us experience the three stages of AQ. The first stage is the lowest form of AQ, and that's called the avoidance stage. This is when change, disruption, uncertainty is happening to us, but we don't want to admit it. This is when you stick your head in the sand and you ignore what's going on in your life through coping and numbing out strategies. Maybe you're drinking a little more wine than usual, or watching a little bit more TV than you normally would, or you're actively minimizing the changes and saying, this is not a big deal. Everything's going to go back to normal. You are not accepting that your life has been disrupted. The next stage of AQ is called the fighting stage. And it's still not where you want to be, but it's definitely better than the avoidance stage. This is when you're facing the change or disruption to your life and you're taking action. You're no longer avoiding it, but it's painful, it's hard, and you're unhappy about it. This stage is characterized by a level of activity and effort, but there's also a deep dissatisfaction, anger, or unhappiness that accompanies it too. And then that brings us to the last and final stage of AQ, which is the full AQ stage, is the highest level of AQ. This is when you start looking at all the disruptions, changes, the chaos in your life, and you begin to embrace it. You accept it. And not only are you doing something about it, but your mindset shifts from negative to positive. And that's the difference between the fighting stage and the full AQ stage. Is in full AQ, you look around and you realize that what is happening is not happening to you, but rather it's happening for you. So knowing your level of AQ is just about checking in and self-awareness. And truly, having high AQ, being a high AQ person, does not mean that you have to be perfect all the time. It just means that you're able to recognize when you get pulled down to those lower levels and then quickly bring yourself back up to full AQ.
So I took the test and I was the firefighter archetype, which was a shock to me, honestly. But apparently I come alive in emergency situations and last minute crises, and I have stores of energy and a calm disposition. You know what? I'll take it. But now that I know I'm the firefighter archetype, or whatever archetype you may find out you are, okay, so what's the point of it? What do we learn from that, and how could it shape what we do in the future?
Once you know your archetype, it unlocks this tremendous world of possibilities, because suddenly you can see the parts of change and disruption that you handle so well, what your strengths are, what your innate talents are as a high AQ person. And you can also understand some of your deficiencies and begin to lean on the people around you to help round you out. And that's what I call having agility advisors. People who are one of each one of the other archetypes who you can call in a pinch to help you see the side of the situation where they excel. I'm assuming if you're listening to this podcast, then you are probably an overachiever. And for us overachievers, we're really hard on ourselves. And we only feel good when everything is completely in control and everything is being executed properly. But the key to building your confidence is actually the opposite of that. You have to let go of that expectation because it's impossible. The world that we live in is inherently unstable and unpredictable, especially with all these changes in AI and geopolitics and climate. It is an impossible mission to hold yourself to the standard of, I've got everything figured out. Instead, you need to look at the chaotic, messy, unpredictable situations and think, I'm going to lean on my AQ, take it all in calmly, and then figure it out as I go. And that is the best way to build confidence, because you focus less on what you know and more on what you're learning. Consider your archetype and remember what it is that you do well, and then reach out to someone else for help if innate strengths don't cover whatever issue you're experiencing. The second thing I'll say is that remember that the discomfort and the nerves that you're feeling are actually a good thing, and reframe them from something unwanted to a positive sign that you are growing, you're changing, and you're being exposed to newness that will make you stronger. So whenever you're feeling those nerves, just tell yourself, I'm growing my AQ right now, and feel proud of yourself.
Okay, so we're talking a lot about crises and bad things that happen. So I asked Liz if she could talk to us about her, well, let's just say what it is, her holy shit moment.
My holy shit moment happened in 2020. At the time, I had just opened a coaching studio. So it was a place where corporate teams would take their employees. We'd run workshops there. And then on the evenings and weekends, we'd also offer classes to the broader community that were about personal coaching. And at the time, in 2019, when I built out this studio, it was in New York City. The rent was extremely expensive. And I spent hundreds of thousands of dollars of my own savings in renovating the space to make it appropriate for what I was building. It lost money for the first 6 months. Finally, we started to break even and then actually make money. By the time that happened, it was already March 2020, and suddenly in-person gatherings were not legal anymore. And I had to make the really difficult decision to shut down the space. It was awful because I was in debt. I owed money for my taxes. I did not have any income coming in, and I left the city. And suddenly I was starting to feel like an idiot for quitting my job in venture capital to pursue my dreams. I was living in my husband's parents' house in Canada with him while I was trying to figure out what I was going to do with my life. And I was 35 years old, and I had spent the better part of two decades cultivating a career in New York City only to become completely unmoored. And so then what I did was I leaned on my AQ and I started to just take some bets on myself. Bets are a strategy of AQ, which means you put effort into something not knowing how it's going to pan out. And that's what I did. I started a podcast. I started an Instagram account. I started teaching classes online, started looking for more coaching clients. And some of these things panned out, some of them didn't. But I was just trying to do something different than what I had done before, hoping that one of these things would work out. And actually, the podcast and the Instagram account, which I never did with any intention of having a big audience, actually gained a lot of traction. And they were both how I got my first book deal back in 2021. When I look back at this time, I can see how deeply depressed and unhappy and lost I was. But little did I know that years later, this whole experience I had actually would become the backbone of my own EQ and how I've been able to handle and adapt to change, disappointment, and uncertainty.
She's been through a lot in her coaching career, and her writing career were not handed to her on a silver platter. So I wanted to know from her, does she have a secret weapon, something that helps her persist during those tough times?
There's been one mindset shift that has been such a huge game changer for me. That has been realizing that the hard times are the good times and the good times are the normal times. And what I mean by that is that we should celebrate all the hard times we've had. I used to look back on my childhood and the way I was brought up and think, oh, woe is me. I never met my dad. I had to put myself through college. I was essentially out on my own since I was 16 years old. And I would think this is such a deficit. I wish that I had more privilege. I wish I had a different family, a different life. But now I look back and I think all those hard times were good times because they created the character that I have today. And I still apply that. I'm human, so there's inevitable disappointment that I face all the time. And whenever that happens, I just frame it as I'm going through a good time right now. This is a hard time and the hard times are the good times, because they make us who we truly are. They reveal our character.
Love, love, love that. And then finally, as a sought-after coach, I asked her what her advice is for seeking advice.
Now I have a new mantra, which is that I don't take life advice from anyone who hasn't done what I'm planning on doing. And two, I don't take advice from anyone whose life I don't want. And I think that those are two pretty solid rules of thumb.
Amazing. And definitely suggest you all pick up the book AQ, A New Kind of Intelligence for a World That's Always Changing. Thanks so much to Liz Tran. And I also encourage you all to take the test. It's just aqquiz.com. You'll find out the archetypes. Are you a novelist, an astronaut, a firefighter, or a neurosurgeon? All pretty good ones to have, I would say. There's only one way to find out. Go and try it. It only takes about 2 minutes, and it's fun. And speaking of fun, you know what else is fun? Subscribing to podcasts, leaving reviews and star ratings. You could even do it with ours, you know, just try it out. Also really fun is subscribing to newsletters like our How Success Happens newsletter. You could do that at info.entrepreneur.com/HSH. Okay, well, now if you'll pardon me, I am a firefighter, so I have some fires to put out with my unending resources of energy and bravery. And look, you don't have to call me a hero. But, you know, you can if you want.